Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show with my partner Doug Thornton, and this is the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Glad to be with you. We got a number of issues we're going to hit rapid fire. Doug had some personal issues to go take care of, and then he had his training that we'll also talk about again. So he's been a busy guy. I've been traveling, and my thanks, by the way, to John B. Wells for having me on a show. What a great interaction I think we had. Love being on John's show. But I just got to say this, ladies and gentlemen, hear me clearly. If we let Kamala Harris into the White House, you will not be watching the Intel report come February. You won't be watching anything. And I mean anything that is not state sponsored. And you wake up to that fact, maybe that'll get you off the fence. We got a lot of people who are not working out there to expose these criminals. And I got to tell you, I think it comes down to this, and this might enter into our discussion. I said this last night on John's show. I said it's going to come down to the Bible or bullets. There's not going to be any in between there. It's going to be a supernatural intervention because we change our evil ways. Or it's going to be bullets. And that is going to color a lot of what Doug and I talk about. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. And I am sick and tired of banks saying, oh, we have this many in distress, but they won't tell you who they are. Like you don't have a right to get your money out because they might steal it from you, that they can do under the Dodd-Frank Law 2010. So I'm sick of it. And I agree with Noble Gold. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 7 years. And they say, get your retirement out of the bank. Don't let them have a chance to steal it. And we can do the same thing in your bank account. Just leave operating capital in there. I love it. The FTC is making me give a warning. All investments carry an inherent risk. We agree with that. We give that warning in good faith. Past performance can't be construed with future expectation. What they leave off the warning is the banks can rob you blind. And that should be in that warning. But we do our part in good faith. Anyway, here's what you do. I want you to go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. I'll send you a no obligation free information packet in layman's terms with Noble Gold's number on it. And you'll say, okay, once you read it, you'll go, I got to do what Dave's doing. He's been a customer for 7 years, been advertising for eight. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be a victim when you can avoid the fall. Doug, I know you got a training coming up. Tell the people about it.
Hey, so for Vindicta Solutions, we have a first radio course coming. It's going to be a basic radio operators course that's going to be taught at Teleco Plains, Tennessee at Ready Made Resources. It is the weekend of the 14th, so next weekend. If you can make it, we would highly encourage it because when all comms go down, the radio that you have is probably how you're going to communicate with your neighbors. So if you are interested, please go to vindictasolutions.com. Sign up for the radio course. We probably won't have another one for a few months, so get the training while you can. Thanks, Dave.
I think it's listen, Doug, I'm going to make the time at some point. Hopefully I don't run out of time. And I think everyone, first of all, I ran a story on Rumble. ISIS officials, not ISIS, excuse me, ICE officials and the Border Patrol, many of these people are saying the same thing. With what's going on in Aurora with TDA, what's going on in Fort Worth? What's going on in Chicago? 32 guys overrunning an apartment from TDA in Chicago, and the cops wouldn't respond. And I don't blame them. They're outgunned. I can't send two officers in there to fight 32 guys that are armed. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just saying this to you right now. You need to get armed, but don't be stupid. You also need to be trained. And so, again, Doug, would you give out that address again?
So it's vindictasolutions.com. I'll
Okay.
have it in the description link below.
That sounds great. All right. I think the top story of, in fact, there's no shortage of top stories, but the top story is, I think it's the oil company's warnings, Doug. You want to tell the audience about that? That's very disturbing.
Yeah, so we know that the scourge going across the country right now with the Venezuelan gangs, it's very clear and present, but there's more to this story because now we have the oil companies that are having to send out warnings to their employees that says that you have these migrating gangs that are coming across the country, and they are robbing oil field workers. So here's the exclusive. Texas-based oil company issues a memo to employees warning them about security concerns from violent migrant gangs. The gangs are allegedly attacking oil workers and attempting to steal oil, fuel, and copper from oil fields in Texas. So these are people that are caught on CCTV cameras, game cameras, traveling in large packs with firearms. How are they coming across the border with firearms is a very good question.
They're not. They're getting them here.
You know, man, here's the thing is that I mean, Dave, isn't it irrelevant at this point, the fact that a criminal organization can come into our country unimpeded, unimpeded, and then they can wreak havoc upon American citizens and face no justice at all.
Yeah,
So,
I agree. I agree. In fact, I'm going to bolster your point here with I've done this is a main topic I had discussed with John B. Wells on, but I also have run five related video presentations on this. The TDA gang is organization of Latino and Hispanic immigrants, and they want to make sure they're criminals. This is what I've been told by Border Patrol and by a member of ICE, and I have two solid Border Patrol sources, have had for years. I've been running these stories, and all three individually reached out to me, Doug, and this is what they told me. Michael Yon is right. We are laundering money. Our administration's laundering money to NGOs to fly in terrorists. But in this specific case with the TDA, Doug, they're flying in Venezuelan commandos, and they're recruiting. Now, I can verify this on one end. There's a video on TikTok that shows some of this activity in a Target in Aurora, Colorado. And then I have a friend that I knew way back when we used to play pickup basketball together years and years ago. He's a Gulf War vet. And he called me and he said, Dave, I pulled into the Target. And he said, I had my family with me. We couldn't get out of the car. We weren't going to go any further. But we saw people being organized into squads that look like a combat unit ready to go to battle. And he said, I know of what I speak. And I said, yeah, I know you're a vet and you've been in combat. And he said, I'm telling you right now, they're organizing. Now, he didn't know about the Venezuelan commandos, but they're doing their recruitment. And he said that a lot of them had guns, and the Aurora police are MIA, and they're lying about the threat in Aurora. So, Doug, there you go. You know, there you go. We're flying in antagonists to do this. What do you what can they do to the oil fields or the oil supplies, and what is the threat?
well, right now, according to this report, it's mainly happening in West Texas. But I mean, it's petty crime. But when there are people who come out and they spot the thieves is what the nomenclature now for these migrating gangs. They will come after people, so they'll follow you. Multiple reports in this report that I'm actually reading right now says that they were running people off the road.
What do they gain
Spotters.
by that? Can you tell me what do they gain by that harassment?
Hey, you know, I don't know what they're gonna do with a water tanker truck for fracking, or what they're gonna do with a truck that has oil on it or diesel products on it, but they're stealing any and every kind of component that can lift the ground. And then from there, I mean, who do they sell it to? Whoever will buy it. And it's just it's their MO. They're petty thieves. They're willing to harass. They're willing to assault. They're willing to murder. And they're willing to follow anyone who is, watching them and scare them, scare tactics. One of the things that worries me is, you have a lot of these oil derricks that are left alone, these pumping derricks. All it takes is just one idiot or a few idiots to go out there to mess with it enough to potentially cause serious damage. I mean, God forbid, even blow one of them up. Now, it's not going to be like the oil fields in Iraq setting them all on fire, because this is stuff that's, thousands of feet under the ground, but still can cause massive damage if they find a way to damage in the structure of the oil pumping derricks. Minus that, I mean, it's the fact that they're getting away with it. I know that a lot of these companies do have private security. That I don't know the validity of the private security, how great they are, but I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing a lot of private security firms popping up in West Texas, South Texas, or along the border, at least in these oil industry areas, and protecting these pumping actions, because that's a lot of money coming out of the ground, and it's a lot of people who work there. So, if the government's not going to do anything, the
Yeah.
people are going to be forced to do something every single time. So we'll see.
I listen, I can't help but believe, Doug, that this is terrorist related. There's a terrorist objective here.
Well, there always is, in my mind, with what's happening. I think you're right. I mean, what Michael Yon is reporting is that not only is it just Venezuelan commandos, but you have guys that are in the military from China, from other parts of the world that are coming here. And what are they doing? They're not here on vacation. They're not here to find a better life. They were inserted here. They were brought here. So you see a gathering of people coming into America. They're either staged in Mexico, or they're coming in America and they're being staged elsewhere, and they're being fed, housed, funded, intel provided by local government, state government, by the federal government. What is the freaking point? I mean, in California, illegals get $150,000 loan given to them for a mortgage, while we have people that are losing their homes.
They actually withdrew that yesterday.
Oh, did they finally?
Well, Gavin Newsom requested it, and the smart money says because he wants to run for president someday, and he knows he can't get elected doing that kind of crap. So that actually is, but the fact is, the intent's there,
Yeah.
and they actually had it on the books for a while. Yeah, I got a feeling this is about oil disruption in America. I
Well, I
mean,
mean,
anyway,
what
I think
can they
this.
get away with?
Well, okay. What is the Biden Kamala people dedicated to? No fossil fuels. I think this is probably terrorism related to that objective because these people are being funded by our government. They're being brought here by our government. They're being funded by our government. That means us. So that's what I think. All right, we'll have to wait and see where this goes. Pretty amazing. You've got some information about ISIS and affiliates. And their mission is to go after Jews. Where is this going to take place?
Well, there was recently what we are being told now is a Pakistani man, I believe, was involved in a ISIS plot to assault and kill Jews in New York City. I mean, in New York City, that's, you have a very tight-knit group of people. There's tens of thousands of people there, so it's target availability, all right, easement and target availability. It's not hard to go and find your target in New York City if you're looking to try and attack the Jewish community. I think a lot of it is sparking from what Israel is doing in Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, what they're doing also in Gaza. And so we're probably going to see more of this if Israel does not back down from what they're doing and what the world's nations are requesting. Then here's the next step is the president of Turkey, Erdogan, has now called for a international alliance of all Muslim countries against Israel. I mean, talk about the beginnings of the Psalm 83, Ezekiel 38 type war, when you start to have these nations lining up against Israel, and you have Turkey, of all people, that are the ones wanting to lead it. And oh yeah, by the way, Turkey has now requested to be a member of BRICS nations. So I don't understand how that will happen. Can Dave, can Turkey be a member of NATO where you have U.S. nuclear forces at and also a member of the BRICS Nations Alliance?
Well, no, and it's a matter of what NATO will tolerate. They should be kicked out of NATO, but their position is so strategic to be a counter to the Russians coming into the Middle East. This is why I believe that NATO tolerates it.
Well, we see a radicalization coming back in the Middle East. And, be it manufactured or organic, it's happening.
It's
It doesn't
manufactured.
matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter to the victims. But the thing about violent Islamic terrorism, unlike many other, terrorist organizations around the world, is their ability to rapidly mobilize individual lone wolf type assassins, terrorists, and then coordinate within their own selves. They've proven all around the world multiple times that the most dangerous terrorist organization around the world right now is the violent Islamic terrorist organization. Next to that, I would say it's probably cartels. And these two groups talk to each other, they work together. So we can probably see within the near future here in America, now it wouldn't surprise me if it happened before November, another terror attack. The FBI has been warning about it. Secret Service has, the ATF has, DEA has, CIA has, the DOD has. So everybody and their mother's been warning there's going to be another terror attack. So I think we should just plan on it, but we shouldn't be surprised when it happens. Especially when we find out that they came through the southern border. What I want to know is when it does eventually happen, what will the accountability be? Who will get blamed? Will it be the local police's fault, the local government's fault? Will it be some local terrorist cell's fault that the FBI has been monitoring like every active shooter in the last decade? Who's going to get the blame? And are we actually going to do anything about it? Probably not.
Well, I
So
think, first of all, they know
it's
about it
upsetting,
at
man.
these agencies like the FBI because they're part of it. And it's just, this is who they are. They're working against the American people. They were part of the attempted assassination and the cover up with Crooks, who's the Lee Oswald patsy. They're a part of everything that's negative. By the way, you can go back to the 60s in the Kennedy assassination, and they participated in cover ups. In fact, actually, Agent James Hostie of the FBI met with Oswald repeatedly before the assassination. So go figure. So no, I don't trust these agencies any farther than I can throw them. They're a part of it. Question is who they're going to blame. I don't know that blame will be the issue. The issue will go on the terrorists. The need for martial law crackdown will be the result. And I think this is what they're after. And Doug, I believe that because Kamala can't win. Her true numbers, let me tell you, Martin Armstrong is holding true on this. And also now the Silver Report, he's the best pollster out there. He said Trump is running away with it. And if Kamala falters in the debate, the race is over. And that Vegas betting lines have now changed in favor of Trump, where he has well over a 50% chance of winning. I think that they're going to use terrorism to lock down the country. And I've said this on my channel, they're going to lock down the country. And we'll have an election either totally by remote, which they can totally steal, or they won't have an election and we'll just stay in perpetual martial law. So, Doug, it's going to be false flags of convenience.
Well, there's a bunch of scuttlebutt going on about Iran right now. You have today, members of the Israeli government came out and said that Iran is trying to disrupt or assassinate the Jordanian monarch. So they're actually trying to change the government structure of Jordan, probably to radicalize them. Europe is now reporting that Iran has their Secret Service plots to now kill Jews in Europe. Another interesting development is both Iran and Turkey are having a financial bet on a drone aircraft carrier to project power throughout their naval forces.
How will that work? What will that look like in combat? Do you know?
Well, I mean, it's effective right now. So I could imagine that a drone aircraft carrier does not have to be the size of ours, which would mean they could be built faster. It could be very much more mobile. And honestly, I mean, a drone aircraft carrier can be dang near anything that you can fit all these drones on. And you know, these drones are anywhere between the size of the DJI drones to much larger drones. And in my perspective, drone warfare is changing the way that we look at warfare now. And it's so dangerous. And you have organizations around the world that are being armed in ways they've never been armed. The Yemen Houthis say they just shot down another MQ-9 drone, so another Reaper. And I believe that is their ninth, 10th, or 11th drone that they've shot down within, you know, just a matter of a year. So where are they getting these ordnance from? Most likely from Iran.
What's
And
the
they're
way
getting,
to defend against a drone attack by the US Navy?
well, we have many different signal jamming devices. We can do it through satellites, so we can jam an entire area that won't allow anything to fly. But the problem is, then nothing will fly that is a drone. There is directed energy style weapons that we can use that can disrupt a drone. Lasers are now probably the next thing that's going to be used, and they're actually quite effective. But you know, we have different types of weapon systems on our naval forces that they're stationed, I believe, in almost every single boat that's going afloat now towards the Red Sea, towards the Persian Gulf. But still, you can only attack so much because they have drones in the air, and now they have drones underwater, and they have drones on the surface of the water. So drone warfare is replacing the suicide bomber. And we, if you think about it, we humans can make way more suicide drones than we can coax a person into putting on a suicide vest. So it's a very cheap way to do warfare. It's extraordinarily destructive and disruptive at the same time. Just look what's going on with the Ukraine-Russian war. These guys are just, they're targeting each other back and forth now with drones more than sending guys out in firefights. They're sending swarms of drones out to people. And honestly, it's quite sad to see that, you know, mankind is, you know, we're now to the state where we're chasing guys down roads who are trying to surrender. And once the guy can no longer run, and the drone just hovers, pushing the guy. I just watched a video this morning of it. And the moment the guy tries to surrender, is frustrated, can't run anymore, well, then the Ukrainians or the Russians will kill each other. I mean, it's a sad state, Dave. And that will happen here in America. I'm surprised it hasn't yet.
You mean with people like contrarians like you and me will be targeted by drones?
Well, I mean, it could be anybody. I remember years ago, it was major sporting events with large arenas were a suspected target for terrorists using drone warfare, where they would either pour chemical biological agents on it into a crowd, or they would use it as a suicide drone and just aim for a large portion of a crowd. The like I said, this the sad part about the drone warfare is that you can sneak the drone anywhere in a backpack. Unfold your backpack, send the drone, whatever ordnance that you had, you know, had or made, put on it, and fly it straight into a crowd of people. It's very hard to stop that. It's very hard to defend from it.
You know, my mind was wandering to this scenario as you were describing that. A unit's going into battle. They're all equipped with an individual drone. They have a controller in their unit. They release the drones to find out where the enemy is, and then there's mop up. I could see that being used. And I'll tell you what made me think of that. You remember, it was around 2008, they started experimenting with robots in combat in Afghanistan that could rewrite their own programming mission. Yeah, that's where I think this is going. So we're almost moving to where wars of the future will be AI oriented.
It's robot oriented, that's for sure. I mean, who hasn't seen this movie, Dave? I mean, Terminator is becoming real. You know, the Air Force right now and DARPA, And we're probably not the only ones. Everyone is now trying to create a artificial intelligent fighter jet or tank or vessel. And if that's the way warfare is going, where the man is replaced by the machine, then just like the original warnings of drone usage in Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere, back in the mid-2000s, early to mid-2000s when I was in, is that there's no empathy on the combat field anymore. So when there's no empathy, there's no relation between the fighting armies where there could be a method of understanding where, hey, look, let's stop killing each other. Let's try to work something out. And that is being taken off the battlefield, that ability to negotiate man to man, because you can't negotiate with machine. And when you have kids or people in general who are just flying a machine into someone and killing another person, is turning into a video game. Well, it's dissociative. And I'm sure you could talk about the dissociative behavior of killers. You're turning a random person into a manufactured psychopath, with the ease and availment of just a smartphone and a drone now. It's scary what the future is going to hold.
There was a really good science fiction movie, one of the best of all time, starring Michael Rennie. And it was called The Day the Earth Stood Still. And in the movie, this alien on a spaceship lands. And eventually he's addressing the leaders of the world. And they had this all-powerful robot that had already demonstrated its superiority over any weapon system. And he said, "These robots are given dominion over us. We have given them the ability to control us, and they have stopped all wars. And they immediately encounter an aggressor and wipe them out completely." And he said, "We don't care about the fighting on your planet, but you're now going into outer space. And when you take your warlike ways out there, these robots will turn your planet into a burned out cinder." And I think this is predictive of what we're going to see warfare-wise. Leave out the space part of it, the ET part of it, but leave that out. But I think this is where this is all headed.
Well, do you remember it wasn't just a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago, when it was floating all over the internet, a computer video of an aircraft carrier that would fly over an objective area, and it would deploy a swarm of, thousands of drones, and each drone had a targeted package of a person. And so the moment these drones, let's say, flying over Washington, D.C. So each drone would have a targeted package of either a car to hit, a person to hit, or a home to hit, or a structure to hit. I mean, when you have thousands of them in the air, let's say it's, if it was to attack Congress, or if it was to attack the heads of the CIA or the FBI or so on, or the Pentagon, how do you stop that? Well, we've effectively created the methodology of that, but the application of it is still, I believe, what's in development, because no other country besides Russia flies any type of nuclear bombing airplanes over, our atmosphere, over our area of operations. So if Russia really wanted to, and we're just like what happened with the Chinese balloons, if we're just not going to knock them out of the sky and we're going to let them do whatever they want and just monitor, observe, well, it doesn't take a second to drop open the back hatch and start deploying. I mean, depending on the lackadaisical administration that's in charge of the United States, that could have some very devastating consequences.
What's interesting about what you're saying there, Doug, is I'm relating this to domestic control. You remember in the first Gulf War, it was leaked that AWACS flew over Iraqi soldiers that were in hiding. They were hiding for an ambush, and they played these messages that appeared in their head, voice-to-skull technology, and they couldn't surrender fast enough because fear was induced through electrical frequencies. I could see drones doing that to America when we rise up against what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, the ability to take technology and make it smaller and smaller and smaller and more compact, more lethal, be even less reliant upon energy means that I can have more weapons in the air at once now. And, it was Michael Aquino, the colonel for the army, who was a outright Satanist. He was one of what's considered the father of special operations weaponry and warfare. And one of the things that he was working with, along with the CIA, was ELF, extreme low frequency. And so these now we know are used by Russia that was hitting our embassy that was in Cuba. We've used it, I believe, in Vietnam prior. We've used these weapons all over the world, so has other nations. And the development of that has not stopped in making it more effective. So, one of the things that I worry about is actually the biological part of it. I mean, I don't know what all that, these types of drones would even be used or the ordnance they can carry, but let's just say if the average drone can carry one mortar round, which is about 5 pounds-ish, a little bit smaller than the size of a football, if they can carry one and you've got 1,000 of those and you can carpet bomb an area with biological contamination, I mean, you can shoot the drone out of the sky all you want. But the ordnance falling, you're probably not going to hit it. And if you do hit it and it's air dispersed, I mean, it sky's the limit. And that's the problem. We continue to develop new, fascinating ways to kill each other. And you remember this was your time frame when the thermonuclear warhead was created. The whole world
That
came out and
preceded
said,
me a little bit, Doug, in time.
well, but during the Cold War, that was the number one threat, right? The use of thermonuclear weapons, something that has 10,000 times the striking power of Hiroshima or Nagasaki being dropped on a population where originally it could kill tens of thousands of people, now it could kill 2 to 3 million people. And at one point in time, between America and Russia, we had created almost 70,000 of these weapons here on Earth. Well, if we're not doing nukes anymore because of mutually assured destruction, then are we going to then take what was once thought of, how do I destroy a major metropolitan area, and now micro-size that into drones?
Okay, let's talk defense. How do you defend against it?
Jamming. That's probably one of the best ways to do it is jamming. You can jam the area with I believe it's electromagnetic frequencies, EMF frequencies. But the problem is you got to have those stationed. They've got to be there. So more or less, the jamming technology is only with the military or with some government agencies. It's not mass produced. So it's most likely not sitting at every major US city on the East Coast, West Coast, or in the Gulf. So if you can get that past our defenses, then you've got to send a fast wing. You've got to send a bomber up into the air. And if you can intercept it, great. But I mean, do you have to strike the heartland of America, or do you just have to hit one or two bases in order to really scare the hell out of everybody or to really get the war started? Right. And I mean, that's the most of our bases for our military are our East Coast and West Coast. So there's your biggest targeting from there. Then it's the infrastructure. Where would you target? New York City. Why New York City? Well, there's many reasons why, but let's just talk about the stock market. All right. You want to bankrupt America, destroy the stock market. And target availability is there. Same thing for Washington, D.C. That's the infrastructure of power of America. West Coast wise, I would say it would be anywhere where the Marine Corps, the Navy, or the Army is at. So you have, all of California, not to mention, look at what the Ukrainians are doing right now. When they invaded into Kursk, into Russia, one of their main objectives was to try and get a dirty nuke to hit a nuclear reactor.
I
Now,
remember.
that's suicide. That's absolute suicide. And Annie Jacobson talks about what the effect of this would be in her amazing book, Nuclear War, which, if you guys have not read it or listened to it on Audible, me and a few guys coming back from the last training that we had for the patrol course, we were actually listening to it on the way back home. And that book will take all the words out of your mouth. And you can't do nothing but just listen to how screwed we really are if we try to use these super weapons against each other. And you hit a nuclear reactor with a nuke, there's no saving that country. That whole country is most likely just going to be dilapidated within not just the first day, but within a matter of months because of the fallout cloud. So that's what other countries are trying to do. And we're funding Ukraine. We're giving them the weapons of opportunity. Russia is saying that we're doing it. Iran's saying that we're doing it. Turkey's saying that we're doing it. Turkey's now saying Israel would not be able to be the threat of the Middle East if America would stop funding them and also stop giving them weapons. So you have two coalitions, once again, axis of powers that are lining up. And you have one side that's saying, if you don't stop this, we're going to be forced to act. And then you have the other side, which is the West, who seems to not want to stop. And it seems like they're preparing for an invasion of Russia. And not only that, but you know, that very preemptive strike that we've talked about so many times, Dave, on Iran. So I would say once that type of warfare gets started, I hope everybody in the world is listening to me when I say this. You need to be right with Jesus and you need to have supplies, because once that type of world war starts, man, we're on our own. The whole world will be in an act of warfare at that point.
Well, when it just comes to defense against these terrorist groups in America, Americans are on their own.
Absolutely. It seems
Yeah.
like it.
And our country, if we rise up, Doug, hypothetically speaking, and we're beginning to show the signs, I think it's too little too late for a physical solution. But if we were to rise up in sufficient numbers, though, the rest of the world would conspire against us. Do you agree with that? NATO would be turned on us. The UN would be turned on us. What do you think?
Well, I think it's already happened in my eyes. I think it's already happened. I think the US government, no matter who gets put in charge, whatever that hidden government within the government is, they're ready for that rise. They're ready for it, either via infrastructure or the economy. They're ready for when the people finally say, we've had enough, we want to take our government back. I just don't think that there is a adequate way out of this fight. Because think about it all the way back to Czechoslovakia. And whenever Nazism was going to invade into Czechoslovakia and Austria. And Austria was the first one to disarm themselves because what Hitler said, give up your guns, we're here to protect you. And really, what happened was, give up your guns, thanks for your land, thanks for your women, thanks for your children, thanks for your infrastructure. Now you're enslaved. I mean, I think the average American thinks about that right now, but instead of just give up your guns, now it's give up your rights. We're going to control the economy and enslave you via that. Unless America can find a way to go around the US economy and create an accurate bartering system that will, you know, be relied upon. But even in that, then we have to turn biblical, because then we're talking about the evolving of the governments to the infrastructure of the Antichrist and the mark of the beast. I mean, in my eyes, that's what I see this all building up to. The wars have to happen. Christ says it. Perilous times are coming.
Is are you more convinced than ever we're in the end times?
I don't want to paint myself as the guy who says, the Antichrist will come next year, as so many people have said. But we are creating, a humankind is creating the infrastructure of the Antichrist. And I think it's inescapable at this point. So prophecy has to be fulfilled no matter what. No matter what any politician or any group of people want to do, prophecy will be fulfilled. And if the Antichrist was going to come about in our time, the way that I look at this, and I may be absolutely wrong when I say this, and it's okay if I'm wrong, I'm not right on everything. I think we're 10 years away from having the whole world set up for that infrastructure to be completely complete and encapsulate the entire earth. I think we're 10 years from that.
I don't think
Because
it
I
would
know
take that
guys
long.
in the infrastructure business who tell me that.
Yeah, that's the only thing I disagree with what you've said about that. I think it could happen much sooner. Let's go to the Bible for a second for advice. They've got CBDCs in, Mark of the Beast. You cannot buy or sell without it. Okay, I know that if you take the mark, you're going to hell. What does the Bible say about resistance to this? Is it an automatic death sentence and we're to martyr ourselves, or what does the Bible say?
Well, I mean, the Bible clearly talks about in Revelation the patience and endurance of the saints. Break down those two words. What is patience? Patience means as man cannot save himself, only Christ can. So don't lose your mind. Have patience. God is in control. What is the endurance? The endurance of the saints is we will, and it is promised and guaranteed by Jesus' own words. We will face trials and tribulations for his name's sake. We will suffer for his name's sake. Not everyone will be martyred. Not everyone will go into captivity, and not everyone will die by the sword. But those are the three things that is mentioned in Revelation. You'll either go into captivity, you'll be martyred, or you'll die by the sword. I think many people will be on their own in pockets of resistance, taking care of their own little communities, because you really, from the way it appears, you're not going to be able to really even move around that much.
No.
I mean, look at the network right now in monitoring people. I mean, what was the goal with the Biden administration for getting the entire US economy and government on electronic vehicles? Is it to save the environment? No, it's that every car will be tracked and you can only fill up at certain places because it'll be programmed into that car. Think of the social credit score built into your car. If you've been a bad boy, you can't go and charge your car. If you've been a bad boy, you can't even freaking drive your car. By the way, they'll know where your car is parked. And it's the ability to monitor every citizen. That's what China wants. That's what Europe wants. That's what America seems to be going for. And if all the major countries are going the same way with creating this blanketed ability to monitor everything that you do, why is it that your refrigerator needs to talk to your toaster, needs to talk to your oven, needs to talk to your freaking washer and dryer? It's data. It's all about data. Who cares if these machines talk to each other? The government does, because the machines are talking to each other. If you open up your washer and you press start, well, I know you're home. And I don't have to put a person on that. I could put AI on that.
That's right.
And if all of this infrastructure that's even inside your own home can be programmed, can be monitored, then it can be hacked, it can be manipulated, it can be shut off too. So that's also why they don't want people independent, like where I'm at, where we're on small farms and ranches. We've got wells. I mean, take away food, water, and electricity, and people are reliant upon what? Another person. So they want everybody, and please bring up what you know still about the 15-minute cities, because I think, and you and I talked about this, Dave, about a month ago, it would seem that the end goal after World War III is to put everybody on these mega cities, these 15-minute cities, and that's where your economy is at, that's where your infrastructure for power is at, that's where your banking's at, your school's at, that's where your jobs will be, and that's also where your ability to get medicine is at. So if you want to live in the wastelands of where the ranches and farmers are, where they have nothing, then you've got to go to the 15-minute cities.
Well, they're already coming in, Doug. They're under the umbrella of the C40 cities, of which there's about 190 cities in America now that have signed up for sustainable developmental goals under this. It's total treason because it's an aberration, abrogation of the Constitution. In Tempe, Arizona, there's a segment of the city that's a smart city now. It's in existence. If you go and do a search engine on cul-de-sac, okay? Carless society or carless city, you'll see what it is, and they do a visual production of it. The company is called Cul-de-sac. They've done it in Tucson, not Tucson, they've done it in Tempe, and they've done it in Atlanta. It's already coming in, Doug. It's not like it's going to be here tomorrow. They're already doing it, and car ownership is not allowed.
Well, I mean, look at Europe, Dave. The places where 15-minute cities are active right now, you can't have a car. That's where you also have a police presence that has turned absolutely authoritative against the people. You've got to have now a special license from the government to carry a kitchen knife.
I know.
So if the Europeans are stupid enough to let their country go, what hubris of Americans to think that we won't eventually have the same thing happen to us. It doesn't have to be the entire country, but these large metropolitan cities, if you're going to live there, you got to live by their rules. And unless we, the American people, actually attempt to do something about it, which bring in now Kigali principles. All right, the moment we attempt to do something about it, Kigali principles are activated. You have members of NATO and UN who will come in and suppress the people, disarm the people. Thank you, Obama. So, I'm sorry, but there's not much that the American rifleman, the American fighting man can do versus a tank, versus a drone at 30,000 feet, versus naval gunfire. So once again, we'll go back to the Antichrist. In Revelations, I believe it's 13, the Antichrist will have the power to overcome the saints. When you look back in biblical history and Old Testament, every time you find that word, they overcame, they overcame, they were overcame, or they were overcome, it's a military style word that's used for when one force defeats another force and controls that population in that area.
The one thing
So,
I'll say is this, as we move towards conclusion, they're filling the beginning of 15-minute cities with volunteers because they make it look good. Okay, it looks wonderful. But they're going to get non-compliers to come in, and here's how they're going to do it. They're going to do climate mitigation, number one. Your home has to be carbon neutral. And they're already looking at this to the future in California. And they estimate without labor costs, it'll cost the average homeowner $73,000. Doug, people don't have $500 for a car repair bill. They'll be forced to get rid of their home and they'll go to the stack and pack 15-minute cities. The other way they're going to do it for people that have some money, if you have a job-related move, okay? You want to sell your house. You bought it for $200,000. It's now worth $1 million. You owe, under Kamala Harris's plan, you owe 25% of the difference of $800,000, or you owe $200,000 in unrealized income tax. And I'm just getting started. I'm not going to go any further because of time limitations, but they're going to force people out of home ownership. I'll give you one more they're doing. When BlackRock goes into cities and BlackRock pays 25, 30% over market, That raises the value of everyone in that area. What happens to their property taxes? It goes up. What happens to people that are 65 and over, one of the biggest population classes with the baby boomers today? If they're on fixed income, they can't pay that increased property tax. They too are going to be forced out of their homes, and they're going to be going to these stack and pack 15-minute cities. And that's when the non-compliers will be brought in. And Doug, I've done research on 15-minute cities, and then I'll shut up so we can get our closing remarks in. If you and I were to build an office building, we would have to be ADA compliant for handicapped and elderly people. In the 15-minute cities, there's no provision for the elderly or the handicapped. None. Zero. Which means they ain't going to be around, Doug. We're
It's either
talking
that or
people. What are they going to do with it? They're not going to kill them outright. What are they going to do with them?
maybe that's where you have these senior living homes where your Social Security money will barely be able to afford you to live there and you'll be shuttled to those places. But think of like the plantation for the seniors, right? Here's a question for you. 15-minute cities. Everything's built for you. Everything's taken care of for you. Why not the illegals? Because you have now in multiple states where they're trying to make the illegals the law enforcement, where now if you're illegal, you can join the military. I mean, if the end goal is to eventually replace us, that replacement theory of Americans, well, you have a billion people around the world willing to do it. Because wouldn't you, coming from a war-torn, impoverished country, and you were given a bus ticket from George Soros, hey, show up to Tempe, Arizona, you're going to have a home, you're going to have medical, you're going to have a job, you're going to have a school, you're going to have clean this, clean that, not have to pay for anything. Everything's within walking distance. That sounds like heaven to some people here on earth. And they'll do anything to get here. Oh, by the way, you foolish Americans who go against that. Well, now you have the opposing forces being brought up. It's incredible what you can do with this mentality
Amazing.
with desperate people.
I agree. I think my personal belief, because these people really come from a Fabian socialist mindset, in Fabian socialism, one of the five blocks, building blocks of modern sociology, it says if you don't put more into society than you take out, then they should do away with you. This started in the 19th century under Herbert Spencer, but it's now dominating their thinking. You've got to be, in other words, you could be replaced with AI, they can get rid of you. And I could see them doing a Logan's Run type of approach with the elderly where they'll euthanize them because they're no longer useful. I mean, here's what I asked somebody connected to 15-minute cities in Tucson. I said, what about the elderly? I don't see any provisions. And they said, well, everything you need is in 15 minutes. I go, if I'm 85 years old on a walker, that doesn't do me any damn good. These people, I'm telling you, Doug, it's coming. They're going to kill grandma and grandpa. I feel it in my bones. I don't know that the Holy Spirit has told me. I'm feeling I'm going to hear about it. But folks, we need a supernatural solution. Doug, quickly tell people how they can listen to your show because we're out of time.
All right, American Vindictus Show. We're on YouTube and Rumble. Not so much on Rumble that much, but you can find everything at American Vindictus Show on YouTube. Also, our training company's YouTube channel, Vindictus Solutions, is on as well. If you have any training needs, please reach out to us at www.vindictussolutions.com. Also, please make sure that you are helping to support Dave Hodges, The Common Sense Show. You know, guys, we've been saying this for a while. Eventually, they're going to crack down. And we're not going to be here no more. And I don't really know, Dave, how we're going to be able to spread the message except for locally. So develop a sense of hardness within your own area locally, within your own local
Right.
population. That's really the only way you're going to survive this.
I think private line with Chris Kitsie has possibilities, but who knows if the government can overcome that eventually too. Hey, we're out of time, folks. Thanks for joining us. Doug and I are going to come back and talk about censorship later in the week, and we'll see you back here next time. God bless.